This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. I would like to say kudos to our Instagram team. That would be Bryn and Nicole. I just watched the epic adventure of Let's Fit This in Vinny's Truck
and
in the garage.
Think?
I think it's amazing. I just think, who doesn't want to watch four people bumble around breaking things and throwing them in trucks? Who doesn't want to watch that? It's the four of us. You know what, guys? Mission accomplished.
What was accomplished?
You got the, we folded the thing up.
We got it in there.
It's in perfect condition.
You guys broke the first rule of elevators by putting three people in one. My God, are you two, you three are nuts.
Don't say it out loud.
Don't say it out loud. It's only
in
the
video. What are you talking
about?
It's right there in the video. It's the first thing you see, the three of you in an elevator.
You can only see the two of them, really.
Yep, you can only see two of us. That was a hidden camera. That was just the two of us.
Jesus.
And the camera bot. That's all.
Great.
Yeah, there's all kinds of rules getting broken in that thing. It's not a...
Including the sign that we were supposed to have behind me as we speak. Oh, well.
Yeah. So you think you'll figure that out?
It's fixing. It's in the sign hospital in my garage.
I see.
And I hope to have moved furniture. I think we're just going to wait till the weekend, but we're going to... I don't know. You know what? It's not my office, but the missus has told me I'll be moving the desk this weekend.
All right.
So that's what I know about it.
Yeah. That is
fine by me. She's, you know what? She's letting me use her office.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I don't know where I'd be doing what we're doing right now.
In the garage.
Anyway.
Jane.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. And by the way, the weather outside is spectacular as we speak, but there is rain in the forecast, so...
Oh, yeah, it's a little cloudy.
Soak it up, party people. Yeah. It's gray where you are?
You know, it's better than it was. I see a little bit of blue sky. It's pretty... I would say it's slightly overcast here.
Oh, boy.
What's it look like in downtown, Nikki?
Same. Sun's out, but some clouds.
It's like high clouds. How is it in Paradise? Bryn, do you want to weigh in?
Nothing but blue sky.
What did you guys do about Bryn's butt? How'd you get that in the video?
I didn't notice his butt. Did you guys edit his butt out?
No, it's there. I mean, just a little bit of crack, that's all. Not even a crack. It's more like just skin, you know?
Just an indent a little bit.
You know, because I was bending over, and I guess my sweatshirt was raising up.
I didn't notice it. Yeah.
That's all. I noticed it because I was looking for your BA, so. But whatever.
You can't see, but it turns out I have my long sweater on.
Yeah, but you're the one that was saying my pants kept falling down my butt cheeks, and so we really did sort of think, "Oh, great, we're gonna."
That was my
Sarah
last
BA.
Yeah. Oh, and who doesn't want that? That was my last trip down to the garage, though, and so I put my jacket back on.
All right.
So, unfortunately for the Alice listeners and the viewers of the video, no one is going to get to see my glorious ass cheeks. I'm so sorry, you guys. Really. I'll get a little video together for you later and put that up.
Oh, that'll be fun. Okay, good.
Yeah. It'll be of my cats.
Oh, that's not good. That's not what anyone asked for. 800-400-3697. Here's the stuff you guys texted us this morning. I'll try and blow through as much of this as I can. Sometimes cats get out despite our best efforts, says 510. Does not mean this one was always out.
I was thinking that. Sometimes cats do DoorDash and they get out and the neighbors aren't allowed to keep them. I'm sorry, but that should just be a rule. Cops should have to take care of that. They knock on the door. Sorry, ma'am. Give me the effing cat.
It's called animal control. We are the people to call, or special department. What? All right.
Well. Oh, you'd call animal control for that, huh?
Apparently.
They would go to someone's house and go rescue a...
That's what a texter says. I don't know for sure. For all I know, they don't even have phones.
Yeah.
Animal control, I mean.
Right.
I've been on hold forever.
This banana's not working.
I'm a woman on Sarah's side. The lady who gave 8 years of her life to Herbert should never have lasted more than 2 years... Should have never had a child with a guy that wasn't gonna marry her. I'm actually on Sarah's side too. As a man, I've been in a situation where someone was saying, "Where's my ring?" And
it's really actually
it's bad for everybody involved. Like, you really shouldn't want to force someone to marry you. It should be something they want to offer you.
Right.
And if you feel like you have to badger or bother them in order to get that ring, I think those are the signs that you need to walk right there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Like, I'm listening to Pat.
He is excellent.
From Train, tell us how it is. But if you're a girl singing that song, don't do it. Because he's only going to do it when he's ready. And you're going to give him the best years of your life. And that's on you. Nikki, you want to get married?
Yeah, I honestly, I don't know why. I thought.
Wait, did we just hear a proposal? Oh my God!
Nikki, will you marry me?
We're having a lesbian wedding, everyone!
Yes.
I want to be a polygamist.
It is amazing! Oh, and my Zoom camera is down. I missed it. Were you on one knee, Sarah?
I was. I have a top hat on, too. I swept it off and I put the big rock out in front of her. Here you go, Nikki. Here, let me just slide that on your finger here. There you go. All right.
Okay.
Nice. So,
I'm sorry.
Do you want to get married?
I do. I don't know why I thought.
Wait, you have like a dream of it, or is it just?
I did. I'm not like a dream like wedding, but I thought I would be married by 26, and that's not happening. So.
Right. Well, we all have weird. I thought I was gonna delay marriage until I was older, like 23.
Really?
I honestly thought that as a high school kid, like, well, I won't, you know, I want to get, you know, myself established in the world. And then by 23, I'll settle down.
Yeah. You were 50, right?
I was. I was 50.
So close.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The truth is, these are little boy thoughts I was having.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because as I grew up and sort of got out into the world, I realized, wow, I have a lot of work to do. A lot. On myself and on my career.
Yeah.
408 says, I'm with Vinny, the pitchfork, and going after Sarah. LMAO. No, just walk away. That's what I did. But I wasn't stupid and had a baby. Girls are so stupid sometimes. That's from 408.
Everybody's stupid sometimes, you know? If you thought you were going to trick someone into marrying you by having a baby, though... if it doesn't work out, you're effed, because now you guys got a kid together. So
you have no idea how hard it is to do a kid with a family around. Doing it alone, oh my God, I can't even imagine. Go, Sarah. Complain on, sister. Lose that loser. I think
got me all riled up last break.
Yeah, I did. Well, you love to judge.
I do. I do. I'm constantly judging everything. And silently, usually. Not always, though. And I love when you just give me the opportunity to yell about things.
925 says, please, that lady is dumb. She should have been gone years ago. Loser.
Yep. Yeah, she's a loser.
For real.
A similar catnapping story happened to someone I know a couple years ago. Neighbors flat out said they weren't giving him back, that their kid fell in love with the cat while they were totally flabbergasted. They said, all right, and they just let him live next door with the other family. And luckily, they got to see him from time to time when he came to visit. They didn't pursue anything legal.
I guess if you didn't really want the cat to begin with, you'd be like, yeah, okay, you can keep him. I don't know. That seems really, it just seems very weird to me, the whole thing.
The whole thing is weird on one hand, and yet I do think, you know, when bad stuff happens in the neighborhood where you live, And we all have different levels of maturity, but sometimes you can feel like you hate where you live because of what's now happened.
Yeah.
And you just get like, oh, I can't even drive that direction anymore because of that. There's my cat in the window again.
I know.
Like, it really can become
yep.
the thing that I know someone who was like, actually, I know a few someones who have had neighbor wars.
Oh, yeah. I had a small neighbor war. Nothing like they stole my cat, but. I mean, it sucks because then you're constantly like sort of on the lookout. It's like your nemesis lives near you.
It's and it's not as easy as just, well, we'll just move. Well, you got to sell your house and then you got to pick up everything. And you're going to go to that extent over this neighbor war?
We did move over it.
Oh, Jesus. Really?
Also, I like moving. So
yeah, I know that. But really? That was one of the reasons that you're saying that played in some way?
Absolutely played a part in us moving from that neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
Because I totally torched the relationship with the
Please
neighbors. And they were
tell us
next...
a story, Sarah.
No, you've heard the story. I've told it before. Just neighbors, next door neighbors who had no boundaries. And I would have to lock my sliding doors because they would walk in. And I told you about this literally 20
maybe
years ago.
Maybe you told, okay, well, I don't know. No. Maybe you told this to nope. Mike because I don't know if I heard this story.
All right, no, here we go.
Here's a story.
That's the whole story. They had no what? Boundaries and I flamed that chick, I think on the air. Actually, I don't even think it on the air. I said that person. And
okay, I wasn't there for that. That was definitely
while she'd spun a whole yarn about how we were best friends to all her people and she was... It was a very poor choice on my part. It torched the relationship, and it was a large part of us moving.
Because
awesome. I couldn't take the evil eye anymore, you know?
Oh, so after you torched her on the air, now she's like went from loving you to hating you?
Yep.
Oh, did they egg your house every day?
No.
Come on, kids. We're making eggs over at the Clark's house.
Let's go scramble some eggs at the Clark's. Again.
Every morning, Mom? Really? Yep.
Here How come we never again. Get to eat the scrambled eggs, Mom? Because that bitch
wow.
said things about me I didn't like. Well, you know, maybe try not walking into my house uninvited. And maybe try leaving me the F alone. Like, yeah, she was relentless.
Wow.
What's her name 925
says.
I'm not saying
Yeah, what
her
is
name.
Her name again?
I'm not going to say her name.
Oh, my God. I'm so mad for the cat family. I hate cats, but imagine if it was a dog. I bet the cops would have intervened then.
I know. And the person who wrote in and said, you know, this might have been an indoor cat who got out. And
yeah.
now some other person opens the door and that's it. It's their cat. I think not, my friend.
Finders keepers.
No finders keepers. And I like the person who said, get your vet records. I say lawyer up. If the cops aren't going to help you, get a lawyer. Sue those people. There has to be a judge who would be like, yeah, that's their cat. Give them back their cat. A-holes. Oh, God, I'm getting all riled up again. I got to knock it off. I'm getting this. It's the neighbor story. It's just killing me. I'm reliving those moments. All the things that lady did.
So that plays into the conspiracy theory, says 707. If we already had a vaccine, doesn't that sort of play into the theory that the pandemic was created on purpose? So therefore, we were prepared to use a vaccine when we were ready to do... No.
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 If you read the article, it's a technology that you can plug something into that will teach your body how to fight whatever it is that's been plugged in. It was like in... It was... In a research stage, right? It wasn't approved.
And that it needed that approval through the FDA in order to be given to people. And that takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying in the article, one of the reasons that we're getting this vaccine this month the way we are is because of that doctor in Wuhan who I guess you'd call him a whistleblower or
yes.
something, but he got the news out to the world somehow past the Chinese government because they were trying to keep a lid on it.
Yep.
Not only did this person find himself in trouble and get kicked out of his lab, but he ended up dying from COVID. But
well, there's some debate on that too, right? I mean, 39-year-old doctor dies of COVID.
I don't know. But the bottom line becomes, I can't speculate on the Chinese government and what they're up to. I don't have any. I've never been and have no idea. You know, I don't. So I do know, though, that they're saying
well
in the article The reason we have it is partly because he got word out earlier and they were able to say, okay, here's what we need.
Right.
And got to work on it sooner than they would have.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. And so, but people should read that article because actually, it, as far as medical advancements go, it is absolutely astounding what this thing is.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be more than just a vaccine delivery system. That's for sure.
707 says, oh my goodness, I'm crying over the 21 Pilots song.
Aww.
Yeah, this I really believe that Christmas is saving the year in the sense that this is an opportunity. You know, we all have that end of year sort of cycle you go through, which is one, you feel a lot closer to the family you're around until, you know, you are close and then you got to get out of here. Get out of here.
I can't breathe. Not another minute.
Oh, my God. Anyway, that's one of those things that happens traditionally around the holidays. But I do think it's helpful. And certainly our Christmas cheer has brightened my spirits.
Yep.
I don't know about you guys, but.
Definitely. This is about as good as I've felt in quarantine. I was pretty, I liked it at first, then got pretty blue. And now I'm feeling all Christmassy in us.
Oh, my God, Sarah, your ornaments you made for your mom are beautiful.
Thank you.
You inspired me to try mandala painting.
Yeah,
you
the mandala.
Mandala.
Listen, it's acrylic paint, a paint that I got on Amazon, mandala painting tool kit. And then you just look on Pinterest or on YouTube and watch these people do it. It's really simple. And it's really simple and so beautiful. Really fun. Loved it. Thank you for saying that.
They say here, you inspired me to try mandala painting. Mandala, whatever. And all I get is a big blob. You are so freaking talented. She really is. The blankets she made for my kids are absolutely beautiful.
Thanks, Benny.
Were Christmas presents that I stupidly opened way too soon. But
I didn't know.
I can't be trusted.
I didn't know that I needed to write "Do not open until Christmas" on the box.
But maybe
I did.
Yep.
Maybe I need. I think I wrote that on Nicole's box.
You wrote it on Nicole's, but you didn't write it.
Yeah, I walked in with it, and everybody was like, "What is that?" And I said, "Says don't open until Christmas. So I'll find out on Christmas."
Yeah.
Oh boy.
It goes under the tree.
Yeah.
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 It's a big teddy bear.
I stopped watching documentaries like Bagot because I started feeling like Debbie Downer about life.
I know.
Like they say, ignorance is bliss. Feels so much better now. It is very true that the more you deep dive into certain subjects, the more worried you would become, for sure.
I was like devastated by Bagot. It felt so hopeless after watching it. So if you're looking for that feeling, there you go. Watch Bagot.
If I just name Vinny's new podcast, I will take a 20% cut. Thank you. Well, if you're a 20%er,
making money.
I would not hire you as an agent. That is far too much of a cut.
That is way too much. Yeah. Oh, goodness. Your podcast is ready. I miss you on the Zoom, Vin.
I'm really bummed, and I'm so sorry. I don't know what to... someone unplugged the thing I use, and it's... dead completely. Mm. It will be back tomorrow, I promise you. So that's the one I already read. Random question, now that you all don't have to commute, what time do you guys get up?
I get up half hour later. 4:15.
Yeah. Yeah, I can sleep in it quite a bit more too, but and even the missus, weirdly, the missus asked me like, aren't you so glad you don't have to make that drive anymore? And this was after I got home yesterday. I ended up getting home at like 4:00.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, but you started probably hit rush hour by the time you were headed out.
It wasn't that bad, but I had a couple errands to run. I had to go to the grocery store. There were a few stops I needed to make along the way and it just ended up taking that long. But in the end, my answer is still always the same. I love what we do and I'll commute for it if that's the way it's going to go.
Yep.
Like, it's not even a question. If the show goes back into a studio, whenever that gets built, then I will be there.
I might be there. I don't know. I really like it here.
I like it here too.
Yeah, we'll see.
But, you know, it's one of those things that goes from like this is our new normal too. No, it's not. And you just go, all right.
It's not. Our big joke here.
What I'm going to do.
Is that if we lived on the East Coast, I wouldn't have to get up till 7:15, which would be great.
You but still thinking about that?
No. I mean, you know, we joke about it, but no. I mean, this is where I live. I like it here. I got a lot going on here, Ben.
Yeah. I know.
Built a Life. There's a song called Built a Life?
Huh?
Sing me his Built a Life song.
I think he was just...
Built a show.
Oh, we built this chicks
making out. Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Sarah's made out with all the girls. It's so cool.
All the girls, that's right.
I didn't make
and then she proposed to Nicole today. Which
without even making out with her first. I haven't even taken that chick for a test drive. What am I thinking? We got to make out first. Sorry. Wait till after the pandemic and then we'll get married.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's probably smart.
HR nightmare.
I know. Good grief. You both are going to have to drive to Sacramento to be in trouble, too. Ha ha!
I'm not going to Sacramento to get in trouble. I'm moving to the East Coast. That's it. I'm out of here.
Let's see here. Oh, just like that guy from True Blood, my best friend's son died from alcohol withdrawal at 24 years old. So tragic. Yeah, that is... They tell you in rehab, it's the one that kills people. Alcohol withdrawal.
Withdrawal.
However that's said.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. Let's see here. I have 3 grandchildren. I would love it if Sarah would sell blankets to me for the 2 girls and a boy.
I really wish that I could be that kind of production facility, but honestly, each one of those blankets takes a week. So there's no... I thank you for wanting that. I appreciate it. You can, but I would love you to, you know, learn to crochet on your own. I mean, what could be more fun than that? I love it. I do it while I'm watching TV. It's just like, I feel like I'm so productive.
Pages and pages of the people, by the way, I'm fully out of time and know that, but pages and pages of the people love the Dole Whip. It is a thing. It's pages and pages of it. Oh my God, that's my favorite part of Disneyland too. You guys have to try it. It's everything. People love it. So, and I am out of time, so we'll be back after these. Thank you.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's practically Friday. Oh, so excited.
You know, one of the texts I didn't get to, and it's because it's... I didn't even know where in that mix it was sitting. It said, you guys have more energy today because you saw each other yesterday. And I don't disagree that seeing you guys laying eyes on my people for a minute really does. We are human beings, despite our best efforts to be antisocial, are in fact social.
I know. It's so
you know what I mean? Yes. I don't need anybody. I'm fine by myself. Except you're not. That's the deal. We are better when we're together, no doubt.
I agree. It's so true. We had a great time yesterday. I mean, it was very brief, but it really was awesome to see you. And I think they're right. Like, looking back over today's show, even though it had a rocky start randomly, it was really fun. It sort of reaffirms our love for each other.
Well, and me and the crew were like, can you believe Sarah's butt cheeks? They're just hanging right out. Mm. And we all just stood back and went.
Hanging out. Rins were the ones who were hanging out.
Unbelievable.
Oh, you rat.
How has she remained?
Ruin everything.
What? Did
Nothing.
You just say?
I said you ruin everything, but I didn't. You don't really. So, you know, that seemed harsh,
Why?
I guess.
Are you
Stop
so
it,
ugly?
Vinny?
You know what? I'm going to... By the way, if you don't know that reference, it's one... It's a long reference story from Sarah's early days as a... What were you... Why were you speaking to the class? Because of radio?
Yeah, it was like a career day thing, and my station made me go in, and...
There you go.
It's like, someone has to go. It's you. Go.
I've been thinking, you know what would be a good gift for you is for us to randomly ask it and for you to be allowed to answer, you know, the many... things retorts you've come up with
I haven't come up with I don't want you to it actually stuns me every time I'm like I'm not equipped.
You've had 30 years to come up with an answer to that, and you're still stumped.
I'm still stumped.
Jesus.
I can't do it. I don't want to relive it. It sucks.
All right.
It really is not a great memory, Vinny, but thanks for always reminding me of it. Have a great day, you mother. See you on Friday, guys.
Have a good one.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.